Lots of what you hear about leadership is wrong. There is no superhuman quality needed. Everyone can lead with the right advice. In his new book, Chris Hurst tells it like it is.
The good news is that in my practical experience, there isn't a leadership type. What this means is it could be you. Indeed, it may already be you. You just have to recognise it and grasp it.
Get the help you need to lead. No Bullshit Leadership is out now.
BBC Sounds.
Ancient ancestors, you listening? Apparently, that's the sound of a rainforest, whatever that is. Because in the year 2370, they don't exist. Neither do animals, or insects, or birds. So if we don't have these things anymore, what on earth did you do?
Forest 404, a brand new drama podcast starring Pearl Mackey. To listen to Forest 404 first, download the free BBC Sounds app.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Lulu Simon. Sue Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also on the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast, which is back out this week. Go listen to it immediately. And here I am with my co-host and little bestie, Mr. Ben Mandelker. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
What's going on, baby?
Oh, I'm just ready to get straight to the rosé.
Yeah, summer house day. Okay, guys, are you ready for me to speed talk my way through this pitch? Okay, I'm going to shill some stuff to you. First, next week, we're going to be in Irvine. It's going to be amazing. We're doing a Southern Charm show.
Whoa.
It's going to be so good.
Whoa.
Then, we're going to go to Pittsburgh, Baltimore.
Sold out.
It's okay. We're still going there.
I'm just saying. I'm celebrating.
Yeah, celebration.
Pittsburgh
sold out. Stuff. We're going to Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Baltimore, and we're going to Nashville as well. So a couple of those are sold out. You know what? You're going to have to go to watchwhatcrappens.com.
I'm just
and fucking
check
with our calendar.
I'm fucking with you.
Links. I'm not going to stop talking. So you can keep doing whatever you want.
I need my rosé. Sorry,
I'm
go on.
I'm determined to get this done in under a minute, damn you.
No.
Also our new shirts, they're summer house themed. What a coincidence. All about the rosé, or straight to the rosé, and rosé all day. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Also, we have a new podcast called Winter is Crappening about Game of Thrones, and the shirts for that are Shut Up, Bran. And you can go find all those shirts and all those links and all our social media stuff and everything, our bonus episodes, our Crappens on Demand video recaps that we do weekly. Those are all on Patreon. So go to watchwhatcrappens.com for all our links. And that is the end of my plug. There, did it. Okay.
Shannon Bedore will not be at our live show in Irvine, but I'm sure we will be doing her voice.
You don't know that, do you? Well, why don't you not tell me what I'm going to do, because I'm an independent woman, and I will make up my own mind.
I will go to the Irvine show, because it will make me happy. As long as it doesn't involve any sort of Spartan race, I'm sure I'll have a great time there.
You guys, you know what? So we had a blast earlier this week talking the Vanderpump Rules reunion. But I have to say, Summer House knocked it out of the park this week. So good.
Yeah, really, really quality stuff this week coming from Summer House. I mean, they could teach Vanderpump Rules a thing or two about people who are way too old to be acting like idiots, like idiots in an entertaining and fun way.
Yeah, thank you. So this week's episode, you know, there was sort of a big cliffhanger last time. I mean, there's always a cliffhanger, quote unquote. But this time, the big issue is that they're all at this Monte Carlo party, and Lindsay has been holding on to this rumor that someone told her that Kyle got drunk and was hooking up with a girl in April. And she had told Danielle about it, her bestie, and then was like, Danielle, you can't tell anyone about it. And then Danielle went and told Paige, and Lindsay's like, I don't have time for this.
And, which is so hilarious, because obviously, Lindsay cannot wait to get this information out. She's brought it on camera. She could have just sent Kyle a text,
yeah,
you know? But she's brought it on camera to fucking burn Kyle and to burn Amanda, which she was trying to do all last season. Mm-hmm. And now she's crying and going into histrionics that somebody told. Why the hell else would you tell Danielle? Give me a break. I loved it.
It was so good. And, you know, while this was all unfolding, no one else really knew, because then we see Carl and he's like with like Hannah or Paige. He's like, is my butt wet? Touch my butt. Put your weight on my butt. Put your hand weight on my butt. Summer Friday.
Yeah, they just cut back. They're just cutting back to everybody being wasted.
Yeah.
You know, Hannah's like spanking Carl.
Yeah.
And Paige is like, oh my God, can I tell her? And Paige is like, no, you cannot. Or Danielle's like, you cannot ever tell her. It's a huge secret.
Yeah.
And so, of course, Danielle's like, shit, Paige is going to tell her.
Yeah.
You know? So she goes up to Lindsay and she goes, I have to talk to you. I told Paige. She goes, are you fucking kidding me? Get my bung out of my face. Get out of my face. And then she storms off.
Yeah, storms off to like nowhere. Danielle's like, wait, but I was just trying to chase that dude.
So then Kyle is like, oh, I'm going to go pee in a bush. And Amanda's like, I'm going to pee in a bathroom, Kyle, because that's where people pee when they're past the age of 36, Kyle.
Or six. So then Lindsay is still now like, we cut back to Lindsay and she's still berating Danielle. She's like, you fucking did this to me. Get out of my face. Like, get out of my face. You did this to me. Like, did what to her? Like, literally did what? Did what? Spread a rumor? Barely. She goes, the last thing I need is a brand new rumor going around that Kyle cheated on Amanda. I'm like, you're the one who fucking told people, you inbred bitch.
Did you call her an inbred bitch?
Yes.
Who are you?
Well, that's actually like a long-standing like joke that my high school friends and I have. Like, I can't even tell the origins. Do you really want to hear the origins of that? You probably don't.
Not really. I was just like, wow, Ben.
So we always, that's like a joke with, shut up, you inbred bitch. And I was just like, you know what? It's time to bring that to the podcast. It's time. That goes out to you, Nicole, because I know my friend Nicole listens.
Mala God. Cook that steak because it's already spiced.
It's okay. I don't really think she's inbred.
That was funny. It just got me off guard. So Kyle goes into the stall with Amanda, and Amanda's like, you're 36, Kyle. And then she pees and makes Kyle go to the boys' room. And then he's like, breaking my seal, first time ever, peeing when I'm 36.
Yeah. And then, meanwhile, Lindsay has this whole, like, cockamamie thing going on in her head where she's like, the first time Amanda had to find out from someone else that Kyle is in. And then I think it really has to come from Kyle himself. And, like, if it doesn't come from Kyle himself, like, then I'll be forced to just crap her out of all my social media again. And I just don't want to crap her out of social media again. It's like, what are you talking about, Amanda? What are you talking about, Lindsay? Like acting like it's, I don't know. It's like she's just absolutely ridiculous. And then Danielle, meanwhile, Danielle's like drunk and Lindsay's just chewed her out. So Danielle goes and acts all like a Blair Witch Project, just standing over by the window, like back against the party, just like still.
Sobbing. Like, she's like,
what are you doing? Like, are you really crying over this? Is this something that's really going to make you cry?
And then Hannah's all wasted with the Brits. And Max is like, oh my God, what's wrong with her face? And Hannah's like, oh, she gets emotional, Max, you know, like when she gets drunk, she gets emotional. I told you that the first night. So, you know, I mean, most people wouldn't do that, but I'm wretched.
Me Maybe you don't remember when I told you that because I was impressing you with my nationally ranked tennis skills.
So then Paige sees Lindsay like pacing around waiting for somebody to come talk to her.
She's probably yelled at three catering waiters. They're like, I don't know who this Kyle is, lady.
Yes, you do. And another thing about Everett.
So Paige is like, Lindsay, can I talk to you? Look, I'm not going to say anything. She's, you know what? That's what my best friend just told me too. How can I ever trust again?
Danielle knows how hard it is for me to trust people because, like, every important person in my life has broken my trust at some point. Like, how could she do this?
I'm like, she did not, like, announce, like reveal a deep, dark Prince of Tides secret, okay? She just told a stupid rumor that you shouldn't have even known in the first place.
And she said it so Chandler Bong, too. She goes, how could she do this? And then Paige is like, I get that she shouldn't have said anything, but I won't say a word to them until you talk to Kyle because he's your friend. But if he doesn't say something soon, then I have to say something.
Yeah, and I like that when Paige really is emphatic, she starts teetering over. She starts starts falling over. You know, she's like, she puts one hand out to like the left, as if like there's a like an imaginary pole to keep her up, but there's not one. So she starts going forward.
I have to say something. I'm bent in half now. I'm bent in half. I'm going to the ground. I have to say something.
And then Lindsay's like, you understand my pressure too. I'm like, it's his birthday. It is his birthday. And Paige is like, I think you're a good friend because you didn't say anything and ruined the weekend, and I won't either. Until the stroke of midnight.
You don't understand? I, like, literally just found out on Thursday, and it's Kyle's birthday, and I can't say shit today. It's, like, really hard because, like, I want to talk about this, but I also want to talk about Everett. And, like, how can I talk about this and Everett is everywhere?
But then Lindsay has been placated, you know, because Paige is like, you did nothing wrong. You're a good friend. Which I think is why Lindsay's really freaking out. She's trying to do this in a way that she has her hands clean.
Exactly. So then,
and if Danielle, you know, yeah. So she's like happy now. So she goes, all right, so what are you going to say when people say, what were you guys talking about? And she goes, Carl.
How about Everett? Can we talk about Everett? Because we can do that if you want. Because you know what, like, Everett, he's always like, I wish I could be the man that you want me to be, but I can't be the man that you want me to be right now. It's like, okay, Lindsay, you've told us this.
All right, can we talk about Everett? Okay, we'll just say it was Everett. Don't say his name. How dare you say his name?
Don't dismiss my conversation, man. Everett.
So now Danielle, like, cleans up and goes back to Max, and he's like, what's up? Shall I fuck you like a rabbit? And she's like, I had a mental breakdown. Sorrows, back to the D.
Back to the D. And then Kyle's like, this will always be remembered as the birthday that I grew up. and then of course, you know, the editors just set him up for even more, like, embarrassment. Because he's like, you know what? Manda's got it all. She's going to make an amazing wife for me to get drunk on, make out with other girls with.
Hope I don't black out and forget that. Maybe we're already married. What do I know?
I don't know.
Maybe I just forgot the whole thing.
I was having a selfish moment and I accidentally got married to Manda. And I forgot all about it.
I like when Bravo people support each other's shows, you know, because he's pulling such a Rinna. He's like, what? I didn't say anything. I don't even remember that. What are you talking about?
I was having a selfish moment. I don't know. So now everyone goes back to the house and everyone basically just starts fucking. Like everyone is like getting into bed. Everyone is like pairing up. Everyone except for Amanda, who like, I'm not Amanda, I mean Lindsay. She like enters the house. She's like,
you won.
No one feels more of Lindsay's anger than her poor cell phone. Like, she gets that cell phone, and she just stomps around with it, and then she starts, like, hitting it with her fingers, like,
I know. It is, like, indented at this point. It's basically, like, a little piece of clay.
I mean, you can say a lot about Lindsay, but I'll give her credit for this. That is a girl with Apple Care.
So, Dave totally steps on Hannah's toe when she's trying to get into bed, which is, like, okay, so now she's... Like, okay, last 2 weeks ago, it was her finger or something like that.
She's always going to hurt an appendage
every time. Like, she's losing them. Like, that's how you know how many seasons are left. It's like, how many fingers and toes does Hannah have left?
I have to say this about Max's fucking. Don't like his style. It's, like, too hard. It's like he's pounding chicken. You know? Why are you fucking that hard? It's weird. It's really hard and really fast.
You don't get some mashed peas without some mashing.
Okay, I'll take
mushy
that.
Peas.
So in the morning, we get our American Psycho routine from Jordan.
Well, we should also...
Everybody's posting American Psycho clips, and yeah, they're hilarious, you guys. Jason Bateman, so good.
We should also mention, by the way, that Paige got into Carl's bed, and then they made out, and then she promptly went into Lindsay's bed while Carl was snoring, and Jordan was checking out his bicep in the mirror.
Oh, yeah, because it ended with him looking at his bicep, too. Yeah. God, fucking Jordan. He's just everyone's fucking except Jordan, who's flexing for himself in this room.
Yeah. So he's like, I generally believe in a balanced morning routine. I wake up and I have a very rigorous workout.
Push-ups, then sit-ups, then a bit of yoga to maintain this incredible physique. Then I do laps, then I do a face mask, then I do another face mask because wrinkles are gross and I don't want to look old. And then I start my day. I'm like, oh my God, did they cut out the I finger my own butthole before a shower? like, what are we missing? Jeez, every detail there.
When is like the odd like Amy Grant masturbation sequence? So Carl... Then meanwhile, Carl is like having his own like existential crisis. He's like, last night with Paige, I really thought we were moving forward. And then she like midnight ghosted me. Like, come on. I feel like an idiot. Carl was like, something's going on with Carl because everything's making him feel like an idiot this summer, which he is. So I'm glad he's finally realizing it. But he's like, the other day I was trying to open up a can of peas and it took a little bit longer than usual. And it's like, come on. I feel like an idiot now.
The other day, I thought I had enough saran wrap to, like, get these salmon cooked, but, like, I got to the end of the thing, and it turns out the rest of the foil was glued to the cardboard roller thing on the inside, and I didn't have enough to finish the salmon, and I feel like a fucking idiot, so
come on.
Thanks a lot, tinfoil.
The other day, I was, like, really hungry for a snack, and I was thinking to myself, you know, sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. So I went and I got some Mounds, because I wanted nuts, but it turns out that Mounds does not refer to nuts. There's actually no nuts in the Mounds bar, even though they're called Mounds. It's like, come on, I feel like an idiot.
Oh, poor Carl.
Poor Carl.
So, I'm going to clear my throat. This is very important.
Please do.
Just kidding. I just had a lot of spit, everybody. You're welcome. You're welcome for me sharing. So, Hannah is, like, falling in for Dave. And then we go to Danielle going to Lindsay's room. She's like,
you okay?
And Lindsay's like, bam, 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 on her phone. And it looks like she's been sobbing.
Her eyes are, like, bloodshot. I mean, and she's got, like, all of her, like, yellow priv makeup has, like, streaks in it, you know?
Yeah, and she's breaking out in weird, like, nervous boob hives. I don't know, there's something weird going on.
Yeah. She's like, I said you can't say anything, and you did. You did. Like, trust and loyalty is my number one thing. It's like... Okay, you guys did not run over a bum in the middle of the night, okay? Like, this secret is really not that big of a deal.
Yeah, we just saw Carl. We know he's okay. So then,
did you tell Carl that the saran wrap was still glued to the core?
I messed up. I'm sorry.
It's like, what was going on in your head to tell Amanda's boyfriend in the house?
And Danielle's like, best friend
in the house. Like, what is wrong with you?
And she's like, I was thinking if Carl said it didn't happen later, I couldn't, like, I couldn't tell Amanda. And that's, like, her close friend. So, like, maybe she wouldn't believe me, but maybe she'd believe me through her. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, you know how the mail system works? Like, the post office? I was like, if I put a stamp on it, then it would get to her. If I put two stamps, it would get to her faster. So... it was like me putting a stamp on something, but it was like an Elvis stamp. It's like, what are you talking about, Danielle?
But all this logic works fine for Lindsay. She's like,
I feel physically sick to my stomach.
I went too straight to the rosé. So it seems like meanwhile, everyone else doesn't know that there's about to be some major drums in the summer house. And they are setting up for some Sunday fun day by the pool. Making a poolside bar. Carl's jumping, swimming around. Jordan's wearing goggles. They're like, are you wearing goggles, Jordan? He's like, yeah, I really am right now. You know, because like one time I was like totally having sex with like these three girls. And I turned them on so much that they actually went blind and poked me in the eyes because they wanted me to join them. So to this day, I still have to wear goggles.
Oh, fucking Jordan. So Lindsay comes out, she's like,
I need to talk to you.
Carl's like, oh, I feel special. Yeah, birthday. Nothing could break this day. And Amanda immediately is like, do you guys know what Kyle's talking to Lindsay about?
Yeah. Amanda's, like, Kyle Dar is off the charts.
Yeah. She's like, I hope that everybody here remembers that I got him really fancy cars to drive around the block on his birthday.
And then make guacamole. So Lindsay's like, all right, Kyle, let's sit here in this tick-laden grass. Great. Okay. I went to lunch with a girlfriend, and she told me that in April, you were making out with some girl out in public all night.
Oh, Kyle's face. He's like, how do I, which way should I lie about this?
He just goes, okay.
He gulps. He's just like gulping. And he goes, okay. And she goes, did that ever happen, Kyle? And he's like, I don't fucking know. That's the sad thing. Like, I can't deny it, because in April, I did have a huge night out with my friends, and I was acting selfishly, which means coming into people.
Yeah.
And I got way too drunk, and I got completely blacked out, and I acted like a New York douchebag, and I just, you know what? I don't know what happened. It's like, okay, you answered the question.
But on the plus side, I am now in possession of a brand new turtle. Well, actually, it's like 19 years old, but... Oh, that's not good enough for you, is it?
Yeah, your new roommate. You better hope that turtle gets a job.
Yeah, you better hope. Yeah, you better look into some turtle-sized keys.
And so, then we see Happy Amanda. She's like, I'm riding a zebra right now that we bought in a fun store. Yeah. Nothing can bring me down now, Kyle.
And Lindsay's like, there are like two underlying situations. Getting drunk to the point of not knowing what's going on, and then putting yourself in a situation where rumors can get started, and then also, like, Everett, he just, like, can't be the man that I need him to be right now.
Oh, poor Kyle. He's just going to stick to this. I don't remember. Yeah. I don't remember.
And he, like, he's wants like, to remember. I actually believe he wants to remember. I think he wants to be guilty.
I don't believe him for one second. I think he's trying to think which girl was this, because...
No, I'm saying I think he wants to remember. You think he does remember, and he's acting like...
Yes, of course, of course. I don't believe that he's totally blacked out, that he doesn't remember. I mean, give me a break. And I think that his code word is when he says, I was acting selfishly. That means, yeah, I was... Because his excuse is always, but I was wasted, so it doesn't count, you know?
Well,
and it's like consistent.
See, in my mind, the way I saw it was that he got wasted one night in April, and he woke up and he's like, fuck, I hope I didn't mess anything up. But then, like, no one said anything, and there were no texts, so he was like, okay, I think I'm okay, so I'm just going to put this night out of my memory, and, like, just, like, fingers crossed, okay, a week later, no STDs, so we're still good, I'm moving forward. And then Lindsay says this, and then it's like, oh, fuck, that night, it probably was that night, and I think he's, like, going through a guilt, like, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, I probably did do something after all.
Yeah, well, that's definitely what he's trying to put out there, but, yeah, I don't buy him. And then he tells us, look, I've been unfaithful since I was 16. I just don't feel like humans are meant to be monogamous. But, you know, like, after cheating a year ago, I feel so different because I love him. Like, no. No.
Yeah,
no,
I would say Kyle is not a – he's not a great if what I said is true, he's not a great defender. He does not inspire a lot of faith.
Yeah, not really. But all that said, you know, Amanda's pretty great. Like, she's hot and she's funny and she
makes guacamole.
Puts up with him and she makes the most expensive summer snack ever, you know, yeah. Which is kind.
And acts like it's really hard when it's actually pretty easy.
Right. I like Amanda. But there are people that you can be in relationships with that don't expect you to just be monogamous all the time. You know, And if you're not a monogamous person, then that can be an option in your relationship. I know it doesn't work for everybody.
Right.
And I know that I'm speaking as a homosexual, and it's a little more normalized in our community than others.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not monogamous, then stop being with somebody who demands, you know, who needs monogamy, you know?
Exactly.
Hell.
Exactly. So Kyle is like, I almost lost her. And I decided right then and there I was going to do everything possible to restore her trust because I love her to death. So that night I went out and I got wasted and don't remember what I did. But I know I woke up with a turtle in my bed.
So then over at another part of the pool, Jordan's like, oh, so Paige, why did you go from Carl's bed to Lindsay's bed? Was it to put your finger in her butthole and get kicked in the face? That happened to me once.
She's like, Carl was asleep and I wasn't tired. And so when I went to Lindsay's bed, she was sleeping too. But I was like, well, at least it's not Carl.
I mean, come on. I felt like an idiot. I was just like, I woke up alone. Paige, I have a question. Do you ever get turned on when you hear every heartbeat belongs to you? No, just me?
Did anybody else get a boner watching church this morning on their laptop?
Does anyone else just like secretly cross their fingers waiting for that moment when Amy Grant kicks in with Peter Cetera and like, yes, yes.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then we cut back to Kyle and Lindsay, and we get a shade of Vanderpump Rules, which we just talked about the other day. And so Kyle is like, I'm ready to propose to this girl, so everything I've done up to then is in the past. She's like, not to her. And he's like, well, I don't want to be that guy who cheats. That's so shitty. I don't want to be a douchebag like that. She's like, what are you going to do, Kyle? He's like, well, if what you're saying is true.
And I'm not sure if it's true because I'm actually blacked out at this moment.
Yeah. He's like, you know, the problem we had before wasn't only that I cheated. It was that it took me so long to admit to it. So I'm going to get ahead of it 4 months after it happened.
Yeah. All right, closing the gap.
It only took a year. It didn't take just 4 months. See,
yeah, he's down to a quarter, you know.
Yeah.
Actually, it's more of like a third. So so Kyle's, he's like, he's going to tell Amanda. And Amanda's in the pool. And she's like, where's my boyfriend? And Carl's like, what? You don't like us, Amanda? Like, great. Now I feel like an idiot. Fun. She's like, you guys are great, but Kyle is awesome. I was like, oh my God, this is like, it's like covering my face with a pillow at this point.
Yeah. And so Kyle gives her like, oh, sad face, sad face. And she's like, I love you. You okay? You seem sad. What's wrong, Kyle? And he's like, I love you more than anything. She's like, that's not what I asked, Kyle. So she's like starting to feel what's coming, right?
And he's like, she's like, how was your conversation with Lindsay? He's like, oh, it was good. It was good. We talked about life and the past and might have cheated on you. And anyway, so the guacamole, was that ready or no?
She's like, question mark in my voice, question mark in my voice. And he's like, oh, okay, there's a rumor I hooked up with some chick in like April. And I, she's like, did it happen, Kyle?
She's like, well, I can tell you that in April, I was having plenty of nights where I was selfish.
Oh, God. She's like, bang. So yeah. She gets out of the pool.
And did you notice that when she gets out of the pool, like, she just, like, sticks her boobs right in his face as she gets up, like, say goodbye to these. They're beautiful.
Yeah. Say goodbye to your little friends.
Mm-hmm. So she goes right over to Paige. I was like, oh my God, you know, and then Lindsay walks outside and goes, Kyle, what just happened? I'm like, what do you think happened, you dumbass? I mean, you got the ball rolling on all this.
Yeah. Oh my God. So Kyle's like, she just up and left. Like I couldn't even confess. Right. So then Amanda's telling the girl what's going on, telling all the girls what's going on. And then Kyle's like, it's just a makeout rumor. It's not a hookup. And she's like, a rumor didn't happen. You need to tell me, Kyle. And he's like, look me in the eye. If it happened, I don't remember.
He's like, if it happened, I'm a fucking asshole. She's like, you can't even deny it. There are no rumors going on around me because I don't even give people an opportunity to question it. Actually, the only rumor that goes on around me is that I have amazing guacamole. And it's true, Kyle. It's true, Kyle.
She's like, I'm not going to live my whole life worrying that you made out with chicks because you can't remember. Fuck you, Kyle. I'm serious. I'm better than this guy.
Okay, I'll be getting married to you in about 6 months.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Danielle's just crying. She's like, I was trying to chase the D, not the emotions. And Carl's like, oh, wow. I feel really shitty for you, bro. But it's brutal for her, too. I mean, she feels like an idiot. I know what that's like.
Yeah. She wouldn't even put her weight on me, so.
Yeah.
I knew it was bad.
Yeah. It's like she's having like a summer Friday for the rest of her life because of you at this point.
So the girls are, you know, listening to Amanda for the 900th time talk about how Kyle's cheated on her.
And their poor butts. They were sitting, they clearly had been sitting down for a long time because they all had like red, like sitting on a chair marks, and they were walking around with them, which is funny to me.
Chair marks on the butt.
Chair marks on the butt. You can make fun of it because it's temporary.
Yeah. And so Amanda's crying, which is sad because I like Amanda. And then Kyle is in the kitchen. He's like, but maybe I just fucked it up. And Carl's like, yeah, but you know what? At least you did the right thing owning up to it 4 months later. I mean, that's a record, right?
So they're trying to like make Amanda feel better. Lindsay's like, well, Amanda, Lindsay told you right away.
Like, I think that Lindsay wants her right away. What is this that they're all going to just agree that he told her right away? Does everybody actually believe that he just forgets?
Yeah. So I like that Amanda is like so pissed right now because Kyle's like trying to be like, he's all hangdog and he's trying like boop, 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 and he's like trying to come up to her and like touch her. And she's like, I don't want you to touch me. I don't want to see you. Enjoy your new apartment. He's like, are you serious? Dead ass. I do not deserve to be put through this. Okay. So enjoy everything in your new apartment except the mortar and pestle because I'll be making guacamole by myself.
And then he does the thing that every guy like this does. But I know I'm not perfect. Oh, fuck off. That is like the worst thing you can say to somebody. I know I'm not perfect, because guess what? You're going to be hearing that the rest of your fucking life.
Yeah, and Kyle...
You were being mean to me. You were ignoring me. You weren't giving me the attention I needed, and I'm not perfect.
Well, Kyle really needs to up his... you've been caught in a possible cheating scheme defense, because he goes, babe, I've changed. Like, I haven't hit on a single chick for the first time in my life for like multiple months.
She goes, we've been together 3 years, Kyle.
You know, I'm like a naturally flirty person. I haven't flirted with someone in like 5 weeks. So then Lindsay's like, Kyle's really going down in flames, which is what I was hoping all along, but I don't want it to look like that. So can you go help him with the apologies since you're a douchebag and you know how to apologize like a douchebag?
I love that. You really need to help him with his apologies, please.
Yeah.
So Amanda's like, there's no reset button, Kyle. What you've done will permanently affect me. And then she swims to the pool. And you can tell that they've just been through this so many times, you know, because they're just like chilling at the pool, still swimming, enjoying their last bit while they cry and fight.
I know. And then Lindsay's like, well, I have a sense of relief that this is off my chest. I also feel sad. It's like, well, what did you expect to feel? Like elation? You thought this would be like a celebration? You think this would be like I'm turning to Bethany. Like, what is this? Like, you think it's going to be a party or something like that? Like, you know what? You know, get a life. You know what I'm saying? Are you okay over there? You okay? Just
I was
do a lap
waiting
in the
for
pool.
You to continue. Yeah. I've laughed so much. I'm like, ah, oh, just listen to that. I know. For a
I'm
while.
Like, let's give Ronnie a take five.
So then Kyle's like, I want to go home with you, but if you don't want to ride home with me, it's like totally okay. She's like, we're going to sit in silence, and then when I think of something to say, I'll say it, Kyle.
Which is the way it's most like, conversations work, actually.
So everyone else is, like, getting the hell out of there. They're like, I'm not staying here.
Awkward!
And Amanda's like, I'm really sad, and she cries. And Paige is like, you want to drive back with me? And we can eat ice cream and do whatever you want, which is why I need every friend to be like Paige.
I know. She's like, you know, if you want, you can ride back with me and we can make fun of people on the highway and then talk about who looks the worst.
And it's sad, you know, because Amanda's crying.
Well, I felt bad for Amanda because she's like, you know what? Like, Kyle's my best friend. And like, normally he's the one I turn to when I'm feeling all emotionally distraught, but he's the one who's causing it. So I don't really know what to do. I actually felt so bad for her.
Yeah. So then, I mean, I feel bad for her, but I'm also like, eh. You know, like, okay. Like, how many times?
Yeah. So Kyle and Amanda start to drive home, and he's, like, trying to rub her shoulder in the car, which is so obnoxious. Like, don't do that. And she's, like, trying to squirm away from it. She's like a cat up against, like, a wall. She's like...
Yeah, and also, they're wasted. Where are they driving? Like, hi, guys. You're not supposed to get wasted before you drive, okay?
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever heard this. I don't know if it's different, if the laws are just different up north.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Amanda's just like, Kyle, if you did this, I don't know how we can move on. And he just resorts to sort of a standard catch-all defense. He goes, babe,
And she's like, I'll have you know that I cannot move forward until I have an answer. What's the truth, Kyle? Like, if you did this, you ruined everything. What else have you done that you don't know about? And that's the problem. Hey. Like, if someone's just going to say they blacked out all the time, that's his excuse forever. What are you doing if he did this? And now we're going to have a mystery show trying to find out if he really did it. I mean, come on.
And then, but like, this is serious. So we actually get a Trixie Monocle ballad going back to New York. It's not the usual going back to work song. It's more like, yeah, 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 keep me crying. Yeah, keep me crying. Something like that. But it was like,
you give me heartache. You give me heartache. You give me heartache. You give me
heartache. I wrote that song when I broke up with Paul for the first time. I was like, you get the hardin'. And then I drank some whiskey, wound up in a gutter. It was tough. Wrote the song right then and there. Then Dido stole it. And I was like, get that. Fuck you, Dido.
Dido. So Kyle's like, okay, I'm going to drop you off on this miserable end of the weekend. And she's like, if this happened. So now it's like Scooby-Doo mysteries, you know? Yeah. So he's like, I don't even know what to say. She's like, you're the one earning me, so you can't even, like, get me through this, Kyle. And she's like, you better contact this bitch and figure out what happened, okay? Yeah. Which is going to be the most awkward conversation ever. Yeah. Hi, did we fuck? How was it?
And would you be open to purchasing some Lover Boy? So
yeah, no kidding.
Are you in the market for a new turtle?
So, are you looking for a roommate?
Yeah. So now now it's like the sun rises. It's like, work, 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 working in the big city.
And Paige is walking around in a baby doll dress doing her job, which is talking to people on Instagram. She's like, hey guys, Kourtney Kardashian broke up with her boyfriend. I'll try and get to the bottom of it.
Yes, Inspector Paige. And Lindsay is like doing like PR work. Like, we got a lot of branded merchandise we got to deal with. And like Everett really likes the merchandise, but it's like, he can't be the merchandise that I need right now.
Everett. Yeah, she's like, merchandising, numbers. Okay, yeah. Lindsay. And then we get a new song because it's Wednesday. Yeah. It's like, come on, you gotta amp it up, come on. And then Jordan and Hannah are in a meeting, and Hannah's like, hi, engineers, Ratchet here. All right, we're doing 30 seconds promo for my podcast. This is about being Ratchet.
I want to talk to successful people about their dark shit. Because successful people love talking about the terrible things that they did in their past that could possibly jeopardize the very success that got them on the show in the first place.
Yeah. It's like, my first successful person is going to be Jordan, because he's not really that successful, so I really don't care if I fuck this up.
Everyone goes through hell, and I don't think it's talked about enough. I'm like, it's talked about every single place on TV. You ever seen Oprah?
Yeah, good point.
It's called Yanla Fix My Life.
She's like, I'm going to talk to really successful people about their demons. So first up, I'm going to have the guy who comes in and changes the water tank in the office break room every week.
Okay? I'm going to create a safe environment for people to talk about the hell they've been through. And I'm going to do that by dressing up like Satan in a latex red suit.
Yeah, so she does a devil dress thing and like does her promo right by an air vent, which was an odd choice, I've got to say.
Yeah, coming down a staircase. It's really, yeah. Really exciting.
And she talks about Jordan and how he's just, like, basically a compulsive liar. Nobody knows who the hell he is. And she's like, people ask me, is he straight? Is he gay? I don't care, but let's go, bro. Okay? No, it doesn't matter how look you good on paper. Paper burns! And that's burns with a B-R-N-S! And she lights the paper on fire. She's silly.
Silly. So then Kyle is at home. He decides to FaceTime his mom to tell her what happened, and he's like, hey, Mom, whoa.
I was like, what, Kyle? What? He's like, you're flashing me, Mom. She's like, well, I'm changing, Kyle.
Here, let me just put this phone down right between my legs while I change. Mom, no.
She's like, all right, what's up there? Right, what's up, my little booby? And he's like, Mom, I might have cheated on Amanda again. She's like, well, The turtle forgives you. He's in the mail.
You still haven't taken the turtle, so once you take the turtle, then I'll forgive you for this.
And he's like, but I don't think the rumor is true, Mom. And she's like, wait, so it's just a rumor? And he's like, well, I've messaged the girl that, and I said, have we met? And the mom goes, let me ask you, have you moderated your drinking? He's like, no. How am I supposed to get less drunk when my mom's fucking showing me her tits every time I call her?
Yeah, so basically she's just like, you got to get it together, Kyle.
Yeah, she's like, actions speak louder than words. Yeah. Okay, which I don't really know what that means. I don't know what actions it's going to take, you know, like cutting off his penis. Like, what's it going to take?
Maybe.
So, Lindsay is next, and she's with Sharon, Carl's mom. Mm-hmm. And she's like, Carl's been in a funk, and Sharon and I have gotten pretty close, and she gives me, like, these warm motherly vibes that I wish I had growing up. No offense, AR.
Yeah, exactly. So Lindsay takes Sharon to this like little courtyard at some restaurant in New York City, and Sharon is like all nervous because she's like, "Oh, I thought there were going to be a few more people here. I didn't realize I'd be stuck alone with you trying to make conversation." Okay, so pebbles—they're funny, right? They're not quite rocks, not quite boulders, but not quite sand, right? Am I right, Lindsay?
She's like, "So, little girl, what's been going on with you?" And Lindsay's like, "Ah, Ma." Obviously, I got new tits, so. You going to talk about my tits or what? She's like, okay, yeah, obviously, Lindsay. Okay, I can see that. It's like, yeah, so as soon as I decided to focus on myself, which means getting new boobs, like, things suddenly started to come to me and on me. Like, it's crazy.
Like, I've been signing client after 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 client. And then, like, a new guy just, like, fell into my lap. And then I'm like, all right, like, I met a new guy and I got new clients. And everyone's like, well, I wish I could be that guy and that client, but I just can't be that guy and that client that you need me to be right now.
And then Carl comes in and the mom's like, thank Jesus, God, could you get me a barrel of wine, please? I need to erase that out of my memory.
Yeah, I know. He's like, wow, it's my mother. It's like, it's unreal. It's like, whoa, I love you, Mom. Like, wow, it's like a summer Friday on a Wednesday. It's amazing.
You still got that $100 I loaned you, right?
have you seen my LinkedIn recently? What do you think? All I have up there says Saturdays for the Gents. I think it's pretty good.
So he starts crying, which is pretty cute to see that side of Kyle or Carl. So he's trying to make everything sound like it's great. And his mom, you know, he's like, I don't want to disappoint my mother. I'm like, then maybe learn how to eat food.
Okay? Yeah.
He eats a shishito pepper like one of those fucking things in the TV show V, eating a rat. Like an alien just opening, unhinging its jaw and just dropping a rat down his throat. Who eats like that? What's wrong with you?
It was crazy. At a certain point, it also looked like he was just filleting that shishito pepper. He's like, I'd like to have another one of these shishito peppers, please. I really like shishito peppers because you can just sort of like lick them and everything. And it's just like delicious. And it's a good way to distract my mom from like all the terrible things happening in her life. Just watching her son like not know how to eat a shishito pepper.
The last thing I want to tell her is bad news. Like, I want to call her like, Carl's got $1 million. Carl's got a girl. Carl's up. You're blinded by shishito pepper. Sorry, Mom. Here's a napkin. So yeah. The mom's like, so how's this new chickie at the house? And he's like, well, you know, she's a cool girl. Tons of fun. Pretty conservative. And she goes, conservative how, Carl? Because she's seen this show. Okay.
Yeah.
She's watched her son fuck plenty on camera. So she's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, well, you know, like, conservative, careful. She goes, so she should be. So should you. That means condoms, right? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah. I don't need any little grand Carls running around. She's like, and I like that when he's talking about how he's, like, shielding his mom from, like, the terrible things in his life. And he's like, you know, when you go through what I've gone through, you know, like, my work situation, not doing so well with the ladies. And I love that he, like, ranked not doing so well with the ladies as high as being unemployed.
You know? Yeah. He was like, I spent the whole summer pursuing her, and I back off, and now she's interested? I'm going to take a page from her book and slow it down. I was like, slow it down? You still haven't called her during the weekday, have you?
I know. You had one pancake with her, ever.
Yeah. How are you going to slow down not calling you ever?
Yeah, exactly. So, then meanwhile, Kyle is, like, doing a say anything thing, sort of, outside of Amanda's office, except not holding up a boombox, but some flowers, and just waiting for her to come out because she hasn't been responding to his phone calls. Of course, he could have just texted her, but that's not a cinematic. So he's just waiting and waiting and waiting, and so she finally comes out, and she's like, Kyle, what are you doing here?
And he's like, first I want to apologize. I might have apologized already and blacked it out. But she's like,
You heard anything, Kyle? Did the girl get back to you, number one detective's lady agency?
And he's like, well, if you want me to jump into that right away, okay, I guess I've got carnations here. But okay. I DM'd her and I said, can you settle something for me? Have we met? She goes, and she said, and then he holds up the phone and shrugs.
And that was it. It was a cliffhanger. And first of all, I was upset because it's a cliffhanger. Second of all, I was also upset because this would have been a perfect opportunity to bring back reporter Christina Gibson reporting live, because she could have done
really
some.
Really not going to let Christina Gibson go, man.
No, she could have done some investigative reporting on this issue. She could have gotten to the bottom of it. Instead, they just let Kyle do it all on DMs. Not cool.
Christina Gibson would have come in and been like, "I've solved the case, you guys. All right, here's what happened. Lindsay shaved her legs in the shower and did not rinse off the sides of the shower. Okay? And I'm done. That's it. I've had enough."
Christina, you investigated the wrong thing. What's still an investigation? Then she gets all red and flustered. And then she does that, and then they do that thing like, Christina, did you mean to investigate Lindsay instead of Kyle? And she does that nod like, yes. Do you feel bad about it? Yes. Will you do it again? No.
And that brings us to the end.
That is the
end.
Another
episode.
The end of the end.
Summer House.
What a fun and funny episode. Loved it.
It really was lovely. What a great time this show has given us this season.
Oh my God. So good. So, so good. I'm so glad it's rebounded in its third season.
You know what I'm glad about? It's the weekend.
Yeah,
so we are going to go relax, because this is going to be a busy week coming up. We're going to have a full week of Crappens and a live show in Irvine. So get your tickets for that and all of our live shows at watchwhatcrappens.com and your t-shirts. You know the drill, guys. Thank you so much for being here. We will talk to you next week.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Guess what I got us today?
What?
Sky TV?
Sky? What next? Feeding the cat caviar?
No, it's only £22 a month.
Drawing up plans for a swimming pool in the back garden?
You're not listening. It's only £22.
Probably readying the gold-plated bathtub as we speak.
Nope, just Sky for £22.
Believe in being pleasantly surprised with original British drama, exclusive US shows, and voice control from just £22 a month. Sky, believe in better.
Standard set of £20, 18-month minimum term, further terms apply.